It's Friday, January 14th. For KUNR News, I'm Tom Streckel. Hug High School in Reno has transitioned to temporary distance learning today, and there will be no extracurricular activities due to staff illnesses and absences as COVID-19 cases spike in the region. That's according to a statement the Washoe County School District sent to families last night. In-person instruction is expected to resume on Tuesday. Students can pick up breakfast and lunch from 10 to 11 a.m. at the district's central kitchen located at 585 Spice Islands Court in Sparks. At the end of this month, Nevada will receive a little more than 500,000 take-home rapid tests to be distributed to folks in the state. People will be able to access these tests through libraries, health clinics, and community organizations. Federal COVID-19 relief funds foot the bill. Governor Steve Sisolak says a little under 90 other community partners have signed up to help with distribution. The bulk of the shipment will arrive in southern Nevada. Future updates on when shipments arrive and where people can get tests can be found on Nevada's Health Response COVID-19 page. As the late Nevada Senator Harry Reid was honored at the U.S. Capitol this week, his successor remembered him as a lawmaker and leader who was there for the right reasons. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto told NPR that Reid was driven by his own journey from Searchlight to Washington.
He wanted other families and other people to have those opportunities of the American dream that he had. I mean, he's the epitome of what people come to this country for, the American dream, or what you grow up and you become a success from hard work and opportunity in this country.
Cortez Masto also said she's in favor of reinstating a talking filibuster to revive debate in the Senate. President Biden and some Senate Democrats have expressed a desire to get rid of the filibuster completely. The Omicron surge in Washoe County is amplifying staffing shortages for companies across many industries. That includes ambulance services like Remsa Health, which was already being strained by high call volumes. KUNR's Caleb Radel reports.
Earlier this week, Remsa responded to 299 calls in a single day. That was about 50 more calls than they see on an average day. And the increase in demand comes at a time when their workforce is down 9%. Or 30 employees, because of COVID-19 cases among staff. Adam Hines is the executive director.
And that's despite high vaccination rates and wearing PP and doing everything right. And what that means and what that equates to is when somebody calls in sick, that's an ambulance that's not available in our community.
This is why Hines says people should only call 911 if it's a medical emergency. Remsa is seeing as much as 30% of their daily calls prove to be minor complaints, like rashes or toe pain.
And there's better uses of other places, such as urgent cares, telehealth, nurse helplines, to get that help, which will preserve emergency resources for emergencies. That's what we need the community's help for now.
Hines says Remsa has been forced to pull in employees from other areas, like senior leaders and educators, to fill in on ambulance calls. This is all while Washoe County has seen its daily new cases increase by 155% when compared to the surge last winter. Caleb Bradle, KUNR News.
A report by the state's Environmental Protection Agency expects Nevada to miss its target greenhouse emission goals over the next two decades. The report projections are based on current regulations and trends. Over the past 10 years, the sector that's grown the most when it comes to contributing greenhouse gases is industry, which includes manufacturing. In 2005, industry produced just 9% of greenhouse gases in Nevada. By 2030, that number is projected to jump to 19%. Industry overall produces a wider variety of greenhouse gases than other sectors. The report also points out that despite initiatives limiting greenhouse gases in transportation, Nevada's growing population will lead to little change. For KUNR News, I'm Tom Streckel.